this thing on the phone, but she can't hear us.
All right. Hello, everyone. Hi, thank you so much for being here, and welcome to Transforming Fear into Healthy Action in the Earth Elements. Woo! Really happy to be here with you all and kicking off our five elements. Woohoo! So for our session today, we're going to dive into that in just a moment. I want to cover very basic background since we're talking about the five elements. Fire, earth, metal, water, wood are the classic five that they refer to in Chinese medicine. And there are different ways that these elements interact with each other. There's cycles which can create growth. There's cycles that can create destruction. There's cycles that can create just all sorts of interesting things. There's a few names for other cycles that you may not be as familiar with. And I'm going to talk mostly just about the Sheng cycle right now. The Sheng, and I'm probably mispronouncing that cycle, is about growth, and it's about creating the growth and the abundance. Now the Ko cycle is the break. It's about catabolic energy or destructive energy, okay? And as that energy is in balance with the Sheng cycle, when we address one, we inevitably address both, okay? So in the Sheng cycle, there's one way to really remember this. And if you can imagine, if you were a gardener and you were placing water onto a seed, and that seed grows into a tree, well, that means then that water would be fueling our wood element. And our wood element then in turn goes on to get cut down, the tree gets cut down, and we create fire. So the wood element in turn creates fire. The fire produces the ashes, and the ashes in turn can be further refined to produce metal. Yeah? And so in essence, then we have this cycle of water creates wood, creates fire, creates earth, creates metal, and rinses and repeats on steroids, really. Okay? Now, to make sure that that's not getting out of control, we also have the Ko cycle. And the Ko cycle is the one that goes the other direction. It's the break. So make sure that it's not becoming overwhelmed. Now, the other thing that's interesting to note, and this is a more poetic point of view, and I really like this one as well, since we're talking about earth elements. Earth is considered to be like the mom of metal and the child of fire. So there's the poetry for you. Earth is considered to be the mother of metal and the child of the fire elements. Okay, so we could geek out on this, and please do take a few minutes if you like to go Google and to research all about the different ways that the five elements interact. If you just Google five element cycles, the Sheng is S-H-E-N-G, the Ko is K-O, and you'll see all sorts of interesting things pop up there. All right, my loves. We're going to dive into that session. So if you haven't already, let's begin here by having you find a nice, quiet, cozy place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for your session. I'm beginning here by means of breathing, giving yourself a few slow, deep inhales and exhales. Imagine that you can use every breath as an opportunity to release and let go. Begin to feel yourself sit even deeper into that cushion below you, sinking even deeper into that cushion below you. Maybe even a little deeper than that. Okay, so I talked quite a bit more about the earth element in the Transform Worry into Clarity series, and you'll see that as well on your course for those of you who have completed the seven chakras, Buddhas and butterflies, you've likely seen that the two courses are now separated out. The Transform Emotions into Energy, one that I just completed, is a part of your new Buddhas and Butterflies course. It's in the foundational content, so you can check out all of that jazz there if you like. Okay, so all seven sessions that I've done last week, ending on Monday, actually a couple days ago, are there for you. The one point that I didn't talk a whole lot in terms of emphasis on is the earth element can also relate to our humanness, to arrive into the grounded space of this body-mind. The consciousness of being a human is, well, dismissed, to say the least, in our society. We think that we should be able to do more, push more, be more, grow more, which sends the message of this isn't enough. And the usual way of getting ahead in life, ahead, is to be up in our heads instead of in our bodies. The human body is often, from looking across all time and space, been dismissed as being something that's just a little distasteful. Sometimes it's outright rejected or labeled as disgusting or anything along those lines. So when we don't have a healthy relationship to the earth element, it means we don't have a healthy relationship to our human body in many ways. Our earth element is going to ground us into the presence and the essence of our body-mind that includes the body, yeah? So you may notice as we work through the earth element that we're helping to get you in more into that body-mind and more into embracing and releasing some of those belief systems that got in the way of embracing this and considering it to be this beautiful vessel that has been here since you were born, yeah? Okay. So let's see what comes up in today's session. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that I'm actually seeing come up is, and it's not surprising, we tend to see this a lot in the beginning of body talk sessions, is brain drain or lymphatic circulation within the entire nervous system, head, brain, heart, brain, gut, brain. However, it's defined by the consciousness of anticipation. So imagine all three brains always trying to live in the future or anticipate what that next moment is going to be. It creates a bit of strain in the system. So as we run lymphatic drainage through here, we're going to link that to the earth element to help stay in that sense of sweetness and presence and essence and the grounded here and now, the present moment, if you will. Okay. And we're going to link that into the consciousness of the earth element, which in part is to produce clarity, using that healthy thinking to create healthy clarity. Okay. And then at the same time, that's all linking into the sacrum and the tailbone. Consider this to be the foundation of you. Okay, and here there's a belief system that my foundation is insufficient. I am insufficient as the underlying identity. We need to simultaneously release that from all five senses, and we're going to link that through to the heart brain, connecting to the vitality of neutrality here. That in turn is linking into, interestingly enough, the jaw joints. You can open and close your jaw. There's that master muscle that does that role. And we're working actually with the jaw joint and the overlying masseter muscle that helps to do that motion with the jaw. And there's actually an emotion here of just sheer overwhelm. It's like it's too hard to start on anything else right now. I'm just in massive overwhelm. Now the interesting thing about the masseter muscles is we think of it as being the backup code to, or the backup to your genetic code. From a body talk perspective, it also has like 100 times more receptors in this muscle than any other muscle in your body of proprioceptors, which tell your body where it is you are in space. It helps your brain to tell your body where it is in space, I should say it that way. Okay, so when we work with the proprioceptive and the genetic code understandings, at the very core of this is just the consciousness of who am I, that ultimate spiritual seeking question. Who am I? Who am I really? Beyond this body, beyond this mind. And sometimes the best way to get to figure that out is actually to be fully in it. So rather than escaping and using spirituality to leave the body, we're actually going to do it the other way around. We're going to work at helping the body mind be fully embraced to explore that answer from a different perspective. All right, and to do that, we're running a permissions, and the words simply are, my body is safe. And then I see that linking into the hips and the legs, grounding, literally giving a sense of weightedness to the body mind. Okay, and then there's an interesting permissions here, and it's more of an I see you or an acknowledgement, and the words simply are, I exist. I exist. And with that, there seems to be an acceptance of embracing being a part of existence. You get to do it in your own way. You get to be your own individual snowflake of expression of that. And yet you still get to be a part of existence. So you don't have to try to isolate or separate from the existence that's seemingly present in your environment right now. And the need perhaps to want to separate at times from the environment that's happening in your world at any given moment in time, the emotion underlying that is always fear. The need to be separate, the need to isolate, comes from a place, typically speaking, of fear. Okay, so it's no surprise that we're actually now going to do an emotional release of fear. It's actually hanging out in the lower dantian or the hara. So the hara, if this is my navel here, the hara is a couple inches below that. A couple inches below that, and about an inch or two inside of it. Varying books have slightly varying descriptions on exactly where it is. No body mind has ever read the manual, the textbook, so to speak, with that much precision. So if you take your hand just below your navel, you'll be on that area. All right, now if we tune into that and give that our attention with all five senses, let's just check in and see what's here. Give that a slow, deep breath. And just check and see. Connecting with this emotion of fear. If fear had a smell or a taste, what would it smell or taste like? And if fear had a color, an image, what would it look like? What does it feel like, fear, here in the body mind? And now, as you breathe into that, just notice, does fear have a sound, a word, a noise, a message to share? And whatever the information was, imagine that you can breathe into that fully. Yeah, and breathe it all together into a ball. Notice how much is here. Make this dense, something that's easily tangible, something like toothpaste, mud, jello. Feel it here. And give it all your attention by means of breathing, and notice how much is here. Is this like a ping pong ball, a baseball, volleyball, beach ball, bigger? And as you breathe into that now, by means of breathing again, loosen up the edges of this ball, however much is here. And then all you need to do is invite that energy into your hands. Give this another slow, deep breath. For those of you who like a countdown in 3, 2, 1, invite that energy into the hands, and you're just simply unhooking and releasing. You don't need to make a big ceremony of it. As soon as it's released, it's dead, it's kaput. It's no longer hooked into the cells, it can no longer do anything. I'll take care of the energetic cleanup on this end as well, of course. Okay. If you want, feel free to do another sweep. If there's anything else remaining in that hara, that lower dantian, that core energy, whatever name you've come to know that place by, give that one more slow, deep breath. Yeah. Feel free to hydrate. Going to tap that all in. Everybody breathe here. Good. And as you're doing that, in the back of the, or as we were all doing that, on the back of the heart here, there's a little speck of fear that's hiding out, and it's very hidden, very sneakily placed there. And it's the emotion of just terror. Okay. And it's actually orienting to the concept of aloneness, which, if we look at it from another spelling point of view, all oneness. And as you breathe into that, imagine you can breathe right into the center of your back. And going up from that center of the back point all the way up to the shoulders, it forms like a V shape. And we need to unhook that place from the middle of the back first. And then we're literally just like peeling it up off the back body mind. There's this blockage on a bioenergetical level here. And that armoring is just coming from that place of terror. And related to this, there's a bundle of belief systems around the theme that no one has my back. I am unsupported. I am alone. Along with the belief system of I have to do it on my own. I have to do it all on my own. And as we address that, we're actually going into the family lines. This is certainly not something that started with you. We're actually going back several generations. We're going back 8 generations down dad's side of the family lines. But interestingly enough, in dad's feminine. So how dad related to the feminine energy of nurturing and nourishment, comfort, balance, softness, grace, strength. All the way back 8 generations. Okay, so that's no small thing to address. Okay, and in here, in the mix here, the belief systems is also the understanding or the concept of I've been hung out to dry. It's not just that I'm all on my own, but now I'm being blamed and I've been hung out to dry. So this idea underlying it, that connection to community or connection internally, one reflects the other, is unsafe in some way because you'll just end up getting blamed and hung out to dry. Okay, and that in turn is linking in to now the jaw joints again. This time we're balancing them to the hip joints, the sacroiliac joints. Think of these sets of joints as governing your digestive system and giving the capacity to embrace that, taking a bite out of life. And we're also addressing within the back of the hips what we refer to sometimes as the seat of judgment, the seat of judgment. And then we're linking that up to in the head, there's actually 4 points that work with the head of acceptance. Two are right where the skull joins the spine, and two more just a little bit further down, the mid to lower neck region. Okay, so as we balance that, in the middle of that seems to be this tug of war between judgment and acceptance. And in the middle is the diaphragm. And no surprise here that there is some fear pieces that have built up. Okay, if I fully accept and release my judgments, then I will be unprotected is the sentiment here. So releasing this idea that my judgments protect me. Okay, and for that whole dance, we're doing lymphatic circulation from the diaphragm, from the seat of judgments, as well as the head of acceptance. And then we're severing you. This is a very general one from the elements that unmask consciousness that are no longer serving you. I'm just going to help you to find again the rootedness, the groundedness, the connection to the presence of you, and then feeling less scattered as well. Not everyone's points of view will align with your own. So it's about finding that sense of you despite all of the noise that's around. Is actually defined by the consciousness of healthy defiance. and it's going back to the time in life in which you first learned that you had to capitulate your own needs, desires, wants, meaning you couldn't actually ask for them or push to have those needs met. Otherwise, you may not get taken care of and you might not survive. I've referred to it before as the dance between authenticity and attachments. Do I get to be me, or do I have to capitulate my needs for others to ensure that they take care of me and that they like me enough to ensure that I survive, essentially? Okay, so as we address that dance again here, there seems to be a bit of a block in the back of the neck and the muscles that run here. And basically it's feeling like you've been force-fed and now you've had to like choke on the dismissal or the capitulation of your own needs. And this is not any light thing. There's a lot of fear here, again, on the stronger end of the spectrum. Not quite terror, but more than panic. Okay. So from the back of the neck, we're also unhooking an emotion of fear. So again, if you like, you can tune in with all five senses and just notice what's here for you. Perhaps that there is a taste, a smell, a sound. Perhaps there is a feeling, an image, a color. And as you breathe into that, just again notice how much is here. And breathe it all together into a ball. If it has some other shape already, that's fine. Just leave it be there. And just notice how much is here. Is this again like really little, like a ping pong ball? Bigger than that? Is it a baseball, basketball, beach ball, larger than that? Hey, beauty. Now, loosening it up by means of breathing again. And as you breathe here, you're beginning to invite this ball of fear into your hands and allow it to come in its own timing. And greet it with warmth. We can bust the shit out of a frozen pond. I often think of fear as frozen water. Or we can warm it and melt it. So just like the sun can melt a frozen pond in spring, imagine that that's what's happening here with warmth, just melting this fear. I know some of you like the countdown though, so for those of you that do, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Just unhooking this piece of fear from the back of the neck. And now, if you like, give yourself a wiggle woggle, a shimmy, a shake. Give your neck a little gentle movement up, down, side to side, all around, whatever feels appropriate and safe for you. Okay. And as you're doing that and wiggling and waddling, and just give it a little bit of a breath and attention. Shake the sillies out, clap the crazies out, as I used to say when I taught swimming lessons years ago. I'm just going to tap it all in, breathing here. Feel free to hydrate. Okay, well, I got a yay in the chat feature. So I have a number of emails for today's call, and if you have anything else that you'd like to mention, you're welcome to always put it in the chat feature. I did not mention that at the beginning. The chat feature can go to either everyone, or if you select a little arrow that points downwards beside the word everybody in the chat feature, you can select just me, and then I will see it privately as well. Okay, loves. Next thing that's popping up is the eyes. And here we're working with the connection to the eyes and the parasympathetic nervous system. So the parasympathetic nervous system operates during peace, healing, relaxation. And the back of these eyes is an optic nerve that goes all the way down to the occipital lobe. Within the connection there to the parasympathetic, it's best achieved by just relaxing the tension around the eye muscles, which are thought to mirror or reflect the tensions that you hold everywhere in your entire body mind. So as you breathe here, just imagine that you can breathe right into those eyes, right into the very backs of the eyes. And just allow for the eyes to sink ever so slightly downward towards the back of your skull. Give that another slow deep breath. That tension, that eye strain is usually caused by people looking fearfully somewhat, to make sure that they're not missing anything. They're trying to peer into the future, project into the future. They're on guard. Again, a hypervigilance. That's actually what we need to address here, is removing the consciousness of hypervigilance from where the optic nerve meets the back of the eyeball. And imagine that that energy was just like pushing the senses of the eyes forward and into the future. Whenever we live in the future, we tend to live in, a certain amount of anxiety, potentially even fear. So we're just bringing the sense of sight back into the present time. And then we're actually going to rinse and repeat that same process for the remaining four senses. Next up is a sense of hearing. And then we're going to do it for the sense of smell. Then taste. And then touch. Just imagine that we're bringing all five senses now into the present moment and releasing that need for hypervigilance. Okay, and with that, there's actually new circulation happening through all five senses. We're gonna actually circulate all the healing resources here. Blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into the electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras. That's including the major 7 and the minor 21, and the endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help the immune and the nervous systems alike to heal. Also working with now the circulation of endorphins, hormones, as well as the balance to yin and yang, feminine to masculine, and running hydration, helping those cells to absorb water and joy, and releasing any impurities that just don't need to be there anymore. Okay. As we work with that circulation through to all five senses now, we need to run a sensory defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean. And this is particularly in terms of how all five senses are interacting together, making sure that one isn't trying to dominate the other or trying to do all the jobs. Okay, and this defrag is, again, like that spring clean, taking out the clutter, and then what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. And then we're just simply connecting all five senses into the two meridians that run here in the earth element, the stomach meridian and the spleen meridian. Stomach meridian and the spleen meridian. I think of this as giving them new awareness. It's interesting to know that the stomach meridian correlates to our conscious mind, the spleen to our subconscious mind. So this is also helping to defrag the mind at a certain frequency of sensory perception and how it connects to your mind to register those perceptions. It's all being defined by the consciousness of awareness and supporting that awareness for you internally. Okay, next up. We also need to sever you from mass consciousness on this idea of thinking that there is no support out there. There is no support out there. Along with I have no support is a slight variation there of it. Okay, and as we address that and unhook that from, well, unhook you from that piece of thinking in mass consciousness, we're running one more round of diaphragm to intestine. So diaphragm is that center for control, emotional processing. Intestines let go of all the crap that we just don't need to hang on to anymore. And then we're running lymphatic circulation again. It's interesting. It's just for the midline of the front body. And it's the part of the conception vessel meridian that runs in that midline of the front body, but particularly from the waist to the throat. Okay, and as soon as I acknowledge that, the rest of the conception vessel meridian starts to light up as well. We're going to move up and down at the same time here. And as soon as we get down into the pelvis, there is some shame as well as fear. We actually have to address both of them simultaneously. And they're hanging out just below that hara, below the hara. So closer to the very top of the genitals. Really common for shame to hang out here. Okay. And here there's a fear and shame of both power and strength. Power and strength. Okay. And it's almost like there's confusion as to when to use power versus strength and vice versa. So inherent within this is just a little bit of confusion, of worry energy. Okay, and that combination of fear, shame, and worry is just creating anxiety. And this is supposed to be a center of pleasure, not anxiety. Okay, so to start off with, we just need to do a bit of core reveal and release work around this topic of pleasure. And whatever is blocking it. So if you like, you're welcome to take a hand to that region of your body, just in the lower abdomen, top of the pelvis, and going into the top of the genitals. That's the region that we're in right now. And just take a look around and see what's getting in the way of a pleasure. Just tuning into that again with all five senses. And even if you don't know what it is or don't have a word for it, that's okay. Just connect to it. And maybe it is an emotion of fear. Maybe it's an attitude of, I shouldn't like this. Or maybe it's just simply, I'm not allowed to express my pleasure. Maybe it's all of them. That's okay too. Maybe there is something else that's even unknown to the conscious mind. Just again, paying attention with all five senses and just begin to welcome all this energy, whatever has been booted up here for you. And as you welcome it, just noticing and observing it, breathing into it, potentially even inviting it in like an honored guest to your home. Okay, nice. That tends to release that push-pull, so it's already releasing nicely. And then just answering yes or no, and this is all the work that we go into doing to core reveal and release. Feel free to check that on out. It's in your workshops whenever you like. And just seeing, just for now, could you let this go? Yes, no. Both answers are great. Whichever one you say is fine. Not just fine, it's more than fine. It's very welcomed. and just check and see, just for now, would I let this go as best as I could? Good. When would you be willing to let that all go? Okay, good. And as you breathe into this area, if there's anything that remains to be addressed, welcome it to be here. And just see, just for now, could you let this go? As best as you can, would you let that go? 1% is perfect. When? Okay, we're gonna do one more round. I'm gonna do it slightly different. If there's anything that remains here that's getting in the way of pleasure, just invite it to be here, even if you don't know what it is. Welcome it, allow it, notice it, observe it. Give it the space to be here, just for a moment, just for now. And then welcoming with it all the stories, all the judgments, all the expectations that are here as well. All the shoulds, all the shouldn'ts, all the musts, all the nevers, all the always, all the rigidities. Even if they've got really good reasons, just welcome them to be here. And then, with that, welcoming the sense that this is somehow yours to carry, that it's personal, that it's about you in some way, shape, or form. And with that, the sense of a personalness. So, we'll welcome that to be here as well. This is mine. This is about me. This is who I am. This is how I've defined myself to be. Welcoming it here. And then welcome the all that is beyond this all. Welcoming what is beyond all of this. Welcoming the all that is beyond this. Pick your favorite word for the all. Hey, and while you're here, can you welcome yourself to be here just as you are? As you're doing that, there is this little outlier of judgment that's hanging out in the front of the left hip. The ASIS, if you like fancy terms, the anterior superior iliac spine, and just inside of that. So it's sort of deep internally. It's not very superficial, but it's deep internally on the inside of that ASIS. And it's the judgment around being in the body that you're in, whether that's male or female, just judging your body that you're in. Hey, we're just gonna unhook that here too. And then tapping this all in and just allow yourself to be here as you are, maybe even a little bit more. Maybe even just a little bit more than that even, if you're open to it. You get to decide. feels right, you can welcome yourself even a little bit more than that. Okay, and just give that all a few slow, deep breaths. Just letting that integrate. Feel free to grab a sip of water. Okay, love. There's a little bit more here to do. Let's see where we're going next. Okay, we're heading into circulation. And we're working with it on a small scale level. The electrons, the protons, the solitons, neutrons, all the pieces of the atom, essentially. And it's working with circulating a new foundation. So the atomic level, you consider that to be a new foundation. Talked about this as well, I believe, in one of the recordings, that atoms also represent our connection to the infinite possibility and infinite space even. Okay, so think of this as circulating on an atomic level, that new foundation, and with including within it the consciousness of possibility, infinite possibility perhaps. And we're doing that very specifically for the spleen meridian. Now the spleen meridian works with focus, so if we're ever feeling unfocused or ungrounded in our body minds, it can sometimes be attributed to a spleen meridian issue. So as we link that into the spleen meridian, think of the spleen meridian as helping to lift things up, to elevate things. Okay, so working with this consciousness of focus as well as elevation, and we're circulating that atomic foundation, new possibilities to come from. It's being defined by the consciousness of joy. And this is the type of joy that's still, that's calm, that's peaceful, not tinged with fear and overexcitement or nostalgia, tinged with sadness, etc. And here we also need to run a cellular repair for the spleen meridian. Think of it as almost having like a certain amount of damage done to it from being weighed down, from not connecting to life from that place previously, and also just being weighed down by the burdens of life and that derailing focus. Okay. And then we're optimizing that connection between subconscious manifestation and conscious awareness. So the spleen represents subconscious, and often we can manifest very easily here. We just have to notice that that's what's happening in our conscious mind. Okay, so as we tap into the capacity to have that work in a healthier manner for you, it's releasing the judgments and the expectations of how it's going to happen, the timeline that it's going to happen on. And as we release the judgments and the expectations around manifestation or getting what you want in life, the reciprocals are popping up. So the reciprocals help with alignment on all levels, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And we're heading into a couple of them. The first is occiput sacrum, and this is connecting to the craniosacral rhythm as well as connecting you to your parasympathetic nervous system. And the next one popping up is the upper shoulder to iliac crest reciprocal. So top of the shoulder, top of the hip. And then there's a third one of upper spine to lower spine. All the vertebrae. And then all the vertebrae collectively together, I've said this a few times, you can think of them as being like an antenna of consciousness. Now this is all linking into fetal life, and we're working with all those same reciprocals that I just mentioned, but this time at that fetal life level, to tap into that wisdom that was there. There was, usually for most of us, there's a lot more openness to possibilities when we're younger, and we begin to narrow the playing fields of options or narrow the availability of menu options. And before you know it, we're living life in these like little tiny, teeny spaces of trying to focus and get what we need and get what we're after, but we're not open to doing it in another manner. Okay, so we're connecting it to that capacity to connect to more possibilities than you may have ever known were present by linking you into a time in which you were much more open to that happening. Okay, and within that, we're doing another cellular repair around the destruction of innocence that's created a limitation around that. Okay, very cool. And that's actually going to keep running for the next 6 days. So that way it isn't all at once. It's going to do a much more thorough job in a very gentle way to support your system as you process this all. Now that's all linking into the perineum, which you can think of the space between either vagina or testes and anus. And that perineum makes up part of the pelvic bowl or the pelvic diaphragm muscles that hang out here. And think of that as being like a, all the diaphragms are like a pump for the lymphatic system. And we're just making sure that it's actually pumping the lymph and moving the lymph through the lymph nodes that are hanging out here that are in the groin, but that drain all the lymph nodes from the entire leg region, from the foot all the way up to the hip. Okay, and then in that perineum, we're also doing an emotional release here. And it's just simply that of sadness. And there's this idea that you're being punished by being alive, that you're like a prisoner of life here. Okay, so as we address that, we're linking it into the heart. And we're just doing some unwinding of fascial tension throughout the rib cage and the intercostal muscles. And we're optimizing the capacity here basically to get a full deep breath in your system. As that happens, as this opens up to receive, we're addressing this pattern that's been here for a very long time of either striving to achieve or opening up to receive. So we're working with receive versus achieve energy. For that, we're going to run a Sidri. It's actually going to continue as well for a bit. This time it's longer, 13 days. So it's going to include our time of our next session. Okay, so that Sidri is that C, circulation of all those same healing resources that I mentioned earlier. D is that defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out all that clutter that doesn't need to be here, same as I mentioned earlier. Then what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, which helps to get out of rock and hard place type of thinking and open up to possibilities that may have just not seemed like they were there before. Then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Think of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And as it runs for the next 13 days, alongside of that, we're going to do the strongest masculine feminine balancing there is in all of body talk, connecting pineal to pituitary here. Okay. All right, loves, give yourself a few slow, deep breaths. We're going to tap that all in. Just give that a few slow, deep breaths. Then we're going to go into the hips, the side of the hips, the ilium, and going down into the flanks as well of the side body of the legs there. And we're here, we're addressing, even if you are not religious, we're going back 14 generations worth of belief systems And any of them that are in the religious vein of dismissing humanity and making humanness basically a sin, or that it's a crime to be a human being. And then we're unhooking this consciousness of, well, basically being a criminal, or being on the extreme, more extreme end. Criminal's pretty extreme. The more extreme end of I am evil. And as we do that, there's an increase in Wei Qi, the healthy protective energy layer that's meant to surround all of us and our entire external body, which also includes any cavities like our ears, our mouth, our nose, our digestive tract, vagina, etc. Okay. And as we increase the Wei Qi around here, actually, just seeing new life being breathed into that healthy breath pattern where we inhale, pelvis rocks forward, exhale, pelvis rocks back. Inhale, pelvis rocks forward, or if we were wearing a giant belt buckle, it would slightly tilt downwards. Exhale, the giant belt buckle doesn't go much past neutral, it might tilt up ever so slightly. Okay. And making sure that's rocking forward even more than it's rocking back, just a little bit. We're going to overcompensate this, overdirect it on purpose. And of course, you get to honor your own timing and doing as much opening here as you would like and are ready for, and what feels best for you. As we open up the pelvis here, it's also opening up the expression of that lower dantian, that Hara energy, the center of your soul, if you will. And at the same time as that, we're running cell repair day, cell repair day today. We're running one more cell repair. Oh, it's just simply on the capacity for the bones at the base of the pelvis and spine, and their capacity to move and rock with the breath. And in particular, addressing any patterns that have developed from the slumping. That's supernatural if we sit on a couch, or we have an office chair that's perhaps not the most supportive. But more so than that, it's how we tend to like collapse because our adrenals feel like they're burnt out, and how we feel kind of exhausted that can create that same that slumping. That slumping is also hand in hand with that fetal position, or that stop posture that I mentioned earlier. And sometimes if we're excessively there, it can create apathy, depression, excessive amounts of stagnation. Versus stillness. And yes, there's a difference, a big one. Stillness still has healthy activity in it. Okay, so I digress on that point. As we get these hips rocking, moving with greater ease with the breath, this is also just coming up as homework to continue to play with as much or as little as you like. So again, inhale, they rock forward. Exhale, they rock back. Inhale forward. Exhale back. Inhale forward. Exhale back, but minimize how far back they go. Really over exaggerate the forward. And then it's just a slight back. Most of us are pretty good at going back. Okay. Okay, cool. And then as we do that, we're just balancing how that changes the movement of the bones in the skull as they too rock and move with the breath. Then we're running SB joints, and SB joint helps that most important sphenoid bone make sure that it's rocking and moving with the breath, and that it's not getting jammed up with the occipital bone, a region of it referred to as the basilar region, hence sphenoid basilar or SB joint or junction. Okay, beauty. And we're going to tap that all in here. Just give that a few slow, deep breaths here. Okay, last but not least, I know we're over time. I promise to wrap up here soon. We're doing a body chemistry on the emotion of fear. So So I don't know if I've actually spent too much time recently, anyways, talking about it, but from John's perspective, the immune system will chew on fear or anger by getting either viral or bacterial infections and being predisposed to that. Think of, from his perspective, anyways, that as fear and anger accumulate, that invites in virus and bacteria to basically eat away at that buildup of nourishment for it. So it is literally diminishing the fear and the anger as it chews it all up. Then the infection can dissipate and it goes away. So infections can arise to literally dissolve the buildup of the fear and anger. The fear tends to be more viruses, the anger tends to be more so bacteria. And this is how he explains how some people get sick and others don't in the exact same setting. So this body chemistry is just of fear itself, although we could liken that from a body talk perspective to addressing viruses to some extent. And as we address that, we're going to circulate blood, nerve, and lymph, all three of them, through to the immune system and fine-tune their balance point between acceptance and rejection. Okay, beauty. And we're going to tap that all in, slow, deep breaths. Okay, love bugs. So you've already got your homework. There's nothing else popping up for homework for today. And I thank you all very much and welcome for the new faces to your very first session in Buddhas and Butterflies. We're so excited to have you here. Welcome aboard. All right, my loves, I'm gonna sign off for now. I'll hit unmute so we can all just say goodbye and hear some other human voices besides my own. Everybody's unmuted. Thank you all so much for
Thank
being
you so
here.
much.
Have yourselves a
Thanks,
fantastic
Allison.
day. You're welcome. Mwah. Bye,
Thanks, Allison.
everybody. You're welcome. I'm gonna hit mute now. There's
Thank
only
you.
You're welcome. Okay, everyone. See you. Have a fantastic day. Bye for now. I'm not sure what that energy was, but there you go. It's all done. On the other end. Okay, bye, everybody.
Yeah, sure.